Hey, friend, welcome back to Proof Your Product. Listen, one pattern I've noticed time and time again after working with thousands of product brands across lots of different categories is that while our products might be different or our tools and platforms might change, all of our core business foundations and fundamentals are not changing. And that's exactly why I wanted to re-air today's podcast episode. Today's episode is a short clip from the archive, something that I think is worth revisiting because the takeaways still hold true today. Maybe listening will spark an idea or help you take action on a decision that you've been sitting on. Really, the goal here is to help you take your next intentional step in business. That's what I want for you. So if you want to listen to the full episode, you can find those links in the show notes, but enjoy this clip. Let's get into it. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started.
I think it's worth mentioning that 1,000 feels a lot different than 500, both like super exciting and successful in their own way, but I feel like I have now like unlocked a different level, like the capacity that I'm operating at. And I feel it. And like there's always going to be growing pains, no matter like what milestone you achieve. But this one, it's just like we're operating at a higher volume. I'm like joking that like my email, I can't get to my emails. I was always like a zero inbox girly. And I always was like, never understood. Like, what do you mean? Like, why aren't people replying? And now I'm like, if I reply in 2 to 3 days, that's good. So I do think it's just like worth noting that it's been a little crazy.
Yeah.
But exciting regardless. And, you know, there's been different like strategies to get there, which I'm happy to like jump into at any point. But yeah.
I love that you acknowledge that you've set these milestones for yourself. Now you're hitting them, but you're also feeling the pain points that come with that, right? We hit new challenges and hurdles when we hit these new stages of business. And I think it's really important that we acknowledge that. Some things get easier, but some things also get more difficult. And I appreciate you taking the time to share that. You know, for listeners who are kind of at that 300 to 500 store mark, and they maybe have a goal of 1,000 like you did, what advice would you give them?
Yeah. So I think there were a few different like pillars of strategies that we use to get there. One of which was email outreach, which I don't really need to go into because our last episode, I feel like really jumped into the nitty gritty of that. So if anyone wanted to know like my strategy for that, it was very much covered in the August 22 episode. But the others would be trade shows. Yay, which I'm on a trade show high right now. I'm happy to jump into that. Yeah. And also working on like optimizing the fair SEO. So maybe I'll jump into that first.
Let's talk about that one. Yeah. Let's do it.
Cool. So I think what I'm realizing, which you love to say, is that fair is a tool.
Yes, it is. Let's say it again. Fair is a tool.
I know that's like, I feel like you should trademark that at this point. But yeah, so I got assigned a fair rep a couple, maybe like 2 years ago now. I don't know if everyone gets them. Maybe you have to have like a certain volume you have to do. And I worked with her to see what keywords people had been using, customers searching for products. And an example of like what I discovered, I'm going to give a very specific example. Valentine's Day was being searched for in November. And I wasn't releasing my Valentine's Day collection until the first week of January. And so being able to optimize my product launches around when customers are searching for products has really helped. And so this year, I launched Valentine's Day the first week of December. And I feel like I was able to capture an entire new audience just by making those little tweaks. And you're able to apply by looking into the analytics that FAIR provides you for keywords and whatnot. You're able to start like tweaking your strategy based around that. And now like, I want to preface this with like, we know that FAIR has been making a lot of changes and we cannot do every single thing they ask of us and we shouldn't be doing that. But if there's something that you were, I don't know, interested in trying out, then, or, and you have the bandwidth to do it, then why not? So like, I had the bandwidth to launch Valentine's Day in December. I just thought that customers didn't want to shop for Valentine's Day in December because I thought they were busy with holidays, and they clearly weren't. And so that was like a very interesting thing. And it's been fun to play around with that.
Thanks for listening today, friend. If this resonated with you and you want to hear the full conversation, we have linked the complete full episode in the show notes. So definitely go check that out. Also, if you are looking for more support as you grow your product-based business, I have put together a free resource library that has tools, trainings, templates to help you grow your creative product brand. And you can get those by going to prooftoproduct.com/resources. Again, that's prooftoproduct.com/resources to access our free resource library. Thanks for tuning in today. I will be back soon with a fresh new episode.